With all the bipartisan bickering around teacher pay, bathroom use, and what the governor can and can't do these days, it's fair to say there's a lot of animosity in the General Assembly. But today, for a very brief moment, there was a bit of bipartisan levity. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
Each floor session of the North Carolina House starts the same way. Five electronic bells tell the representatives it's time to take their seats. Often it seems these bells should be followed with a boxing announcer booming out who's in the red corner and who's in the blue. But what really happens is there's a prayer, the pledge. Then the clerk of the House reads out the titles of the bills being introduced that day. And House Speaker Tim Moore assigns those bills to a committee.
House Bill 90, eliminate NC final exam.
Education K-12.
It's a robotic affair, something both men have done now countless times. But every once in a while, there's a bill that catches them up. Here's the clerk.
House Bill 96, adopt state fried chicken festival.
And this pause, that's Speaker Moore, shall we say, gathering his thoughts.
State and local government won.
And then the robo call out continued until Moore couldn't resist.
Johnson,
actually, serial referral to the Committee on Health.
A legislative joke about fried chicken. Delicious to eat, but not so good for you. And that was it. But given the tenor in Raleigh these days, a little joke can make news. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.